What is the word, y'all? This is Devontae. This is Reaper Training, and y'all are now tuned in to the Reaper Motivation Podcast. Thank y'all so much for joining me tonight, man. We're going to have some good content for y'all, some good motivation. We're going to take another little break from the book. I don't want to... if y'all wondering why I'm kind of coming off and on the book, you know, I do want to go over the chapters. I think they're useful, but I also don't want to... you know, overwhelm y'all with just book. You know, I want to, you know, get back to some of the motivational things. I want to talk on some social topics. I got a few things to hit on today. There's a lot going on in the world and a lot that, you know, I feel like I should speak on. I need to speak on, you know, just keep you on the loop with things, man. And speaking of book, just to tell y'all one more time, Tenacious Rose now available on Amazon. If you guys have Amazon Kindle, it's actually free, the ebook version. Definitely go cop that. But now, to the nitty-gritty, the point of the video. This video is going to be about wasted potential. Now, this is a very, very special podcast, right? And, you know, a lot of y'all know I love sports. I speak about football a lot. I speak about basketball a lot. And, I like it because sports is a direct reflection of real life. You know, sports is, you know, you hear so many sayings and so many scenarios that apply to real life. You know, you get out what you put in. You know, hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. Just you see so many examples of things, and it directly applies to real life. Like, you know, if you look at the greats of every sport, if you were to follow their blueprint and apply that to your own life just as a normal individual, it'll put you leaps and bounds against people who you're competing against, you know, in the real world. And like I said before, you know, the world is a competition. Everything's a competition. That's just what the world is. You see what I'm saying? And, so coming off of sports, you know, I was sitting here thinking about, you know, how many athletes that I've seen that had so much potential in life, but they wasted it, you know. And if y'all listen to, I can't remember which podcast it was, but I spoke about how when I was in high school, what made me be so motivated and so dedicated to my goals as an adult was I looked back on my high school years and felt like I wasted my time. I just wasted those years, and I'll never get them back. You know, and your most valuable commodity as a human being on this earth is time. You will never get that time back. And no matter how willing you are to sacrifice certain things, sacrificing time is you don't realize how crucial that is until you don't have it anymore. You know, I look back on some of the experiences that I've had just in the now 5 years that I've been in Virginia, and it's like I wouldn't trade them for the world. Like, you know, and even, you know, going farther back, like when I look at some of my harsh experiences and some of my bad times I had, you know, I don't know if I would trade that. Like, I would honestly, I look back on them and I don't regret them. I appreciate them because they make me who I am. But what I do regret and what I'll always strive not to do again is all the time that I just wasted. The time on the video games, the time watching movies, the time watching shows, the time just doing shit that was I was bored and I was filling it with bullshit. You know, and that's time that you'll never get back, bro. And, you know, when I came up with the idea for this video, I looked at a couple of players that I thought about and was like, they wasted their potential. And what that has to do with time is, you know, what potential essentially is potential is, by definition, is something that has the, hold on, I don't want to misquote. I should have had it readily available for me, but potential is basically something has, in the future, has the possibility of a good outcome or a great outcome. And, you know, the thing about potential is that for you to feel like you have potential, you have to feel like you have a purpose. And everyone in life, matter of fact, fuck that, everything on this earth has a purpose. I was watching a old Muhammad Ali quote, and he said everything has a purpose. Has a purpose, from the bees to the grass to the trees to every human being on earth has a purpose. But you can only fully hit your potential if you embrace and look for your purpose, right? And before I even get into the idea of wasted potential and everything like that, I gotta tell you right now, if you are an individual and you're like, I don't know what my purpose is, you gotta get out the house. You know, one thing that I feel like with this, with our generation, man, is just we're so introverted. And you know, I spoke on it before. Like, I was very introverted. I was an only child. But you gotta get out the house. You gotta socialize. You gotta try new things to figure out what your purpose is on this earth. And I feel like a lot of people use, oh, my purpose is to be a dad, or my purpose is to be. I'm not the person. I can't tell you that you're wrong for saying that your purpose in life is to be a great dad, because that is a great purpose. But my question to you is, right, if your purpose on earth is to be a great dad, when your kids become adults, you know, like, they are now on their own path and they're doing their own thing. So that means that your purpose may span, let's say, 20 years, right? Let's say you had kids at like 25. So now at 45, what is your purpose now? Right now, albeit your kids are still come and ask for advice to do little things, but for the most part, they're gonna be off living their own life, doing their own thing. So now you're 45. You had kids at 25. You said your purpose was to be a great dad. You got another, let's say, 20 to 30 years to live. What do you do? You see what I'm saying? So it's like, you know. And the other thing I said, and I mentioned this in the last video, is also, bro, we cannot all just be content with being mediocre. We can't. Like, somebody has to want to go above and beyond. If we don't, then we're just gonna be on a hamster wheel forever. And if you want the most out of your kids, give them an example. Let me tell you something. When I look at people like Grant Cardone and LeBron James and all that stuff, something tells me that their sons and their kids work that much harder because they have an example to look up to that they want to be, that they want to surpass. You know, when you look up to somebody, you emulate them, but you want to go farther than they did. Not on a competition note, but just, you know, it would make them proud to see you go above what they did in life. So be that catalyst, be that example. And you can't be that example. Well, I don't say you can't be, but it's hard to be that example if you just play, this is my purpose in life, it's just being a dad. You know, and you know, some people may disagree, and that's fine. But just in my opinion, I feel like the best way to get the most out of your life and to give your kids the best examples to be the best that you can be in all facets, to keep improving, to keep growing, to keep finding ways to be a better version of you. And that's just how I feel about it. Right. And when I came up with this idea for talking about wasted potential, when I looked at like athletes, I looked at like players like Antonio Davis and Antonio Brown, and I looked at it and I said, man, these are two players. Like, Anthony Davis and Antonio Brown, both of these players are Hall of Famers right now. Anyone who knows sports will tell you those both of those players are Hall of Famers right now as we speak. If they never played another down or dribbled another second of a ball, they'd be Hall of Famers right now. But you know why I say that they are examples of wasted potential? It's because when I look at these players, I look at players that, like, for example, Anthony Davis, I said when he came into the league, I thought that he was going to be the next LeBron James. I thought that his potential was through the fucking roof. And other people agree with me. If you look at his numbers through his early parts of his career, they would tell you, like, yo, this dude is serious, but couldn't stay healthy. You know? And some people say, well, oh, that's just, you know, body durability. But when you look at him, when you see his body language, you see how he talks about how he doesn't change his training regimens, he doesn't do all these things, I see all the makings of an individual who is not doing all he can to be great, and it doesn't mean enough to him to be great. And, you know, I sit there and I say, you know, for these players, you've been given an opportunity of a lifetime. Like, let me say this. There's probably players out there right now, or either right now or before Anthony Davis, that were just as talented as he was. But for whatever the circumstance, they couldn't get to the league. Getting to the NFL, getting to the NBA, getting to these pro leagues is a lot more than just being talented. It's a lot more than just being a good player. It has to do with luck. It has to do with timing. It has to do with teams. It has to do with so much more. So for all the stars to align and for you to live your wildest dream and get to the league, and now you have an opportunity to change your life and your family's life, why squander the opportunity given to you? Be the best you can be. Be the best you can be. Fulfill your purpose in life. And I look at a player like Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown, I don't care what no one says. I know a lot of people say Julio Jones. They say, DeAndre Hopkins. Let me tell y'all something. If you look at the numbers and look at the film, Antonio Brown was the most unstoppable wide receiver from like 2011 to 16. That man was unstoppable. I'm talking about, like, they were harassing, and that he just half the size these other dudes. Just had the work ethic, and he just was amazing as a receiver. But his attitude got in the way of him being one of the greatest receivers of all time. If Antonio Brown had the attitude of Larry Fitzgerald, right now we'd be talking about he could be challenging Jerry Rice as the best receiver of all time. And I'm not exaggerating. If you think I'm bugging, look at Antonio Brown's first, let's say, 6 to 7 years as a wide receiver, and look at Jerry Rice's. Now, I know it's two different eras, but you also got to take into account his peers. Outside of maybe Calvin Johnson, no one else compares. No one else compares. You can look at these numbers and see that this man had the potential to be one of the greatest. And why is he not? Because it didn't mean enough to him. It meant more to be a social figure. It meant more to be a rapper. It meant more to fuck random hoes and get in the art. It just meant more to do everything off the field than it meant to be the greatest, to be the best that he can be. And understand this, like, we'll never, not all of us are going to be Oprah. Not all of us are going to be LeBron James. Not all of us are going to be Bill Gates or whoever the case. That's fine. And you know what? That is okay. But you know what? There's a quote that Shannon Sharp said that I love, and I love listening to Shannon Sharp talk. Shannon Sharp said that I cannot guarantee you that hard work will pay off all in the end, and that you will become great from working hard. What I can promise you is that without hard work, nothing else will come. you will never be the best. You will never attain greatness. You will never fulfill your potential if you don't work hard. I paraphrase a little bit. But none of that, like, it's the truth. And I sit there and I think, and I'm like, man, if some of these players really realize the potential that they have on this earth, and the time that they're wasting doing bullshit, because I promise you so much, a lot of these players that squander their gift will look back and be like, I wasted time on nothing. And what this all comes back to is, right now, you as an individual, I don't give a fuck if you're working at a meatpacking factory. I don't care if you're a truck driver. I don't care if you're a janitor. The time that you first and foremost, you have a purpose on this earth. Let me say that. You right now, I don't give a fuck what you're doing. I don't care if you wake up in the morning, you shovel shit. You have a purpose on this earth. That's number one. Number two, you have potential to do something great because of your purpose on this earth. And number three, if you are not working towards fulfilling your potential and attaining your purpose and chasing your purpose, you are wasting time. And that is time you will never get back. You have to do all you can do to be the best you can be and utilize time the best you can. That is the key to fulfilling your purpose on this earth. And I wanted to get into some of the steps that it takes to do this. And one of the biggest things that I see that people don't attain their purpose, like one of the biggest things that I see that people don't fully grasp and don't really appreciate, which stops them from achieving their purpose, is accountability. Accountability is the most common trait of all great men. What is accountability? What accountability is, essentially, is when you're struggling in life, when you're going through hardship, or when you're just plateauing, you know what the greatest of greats do? They don't say, oh, it's his fault. Oh, it's my coach's fault. Oh, it's the sun outside. It was too bright. I couldn't see. It's the squirrels are against us, man. They're plotting. It's the crackheads on the street. They're holding me back. No, they look at themselves and say, "Yo, what can I do better? What can I do to be a better version of me? What can I do to strive and change my circumstance?" That's accountability. And I don't want to act like I'm talking down, because I'm telling you right now, the hardest thing for me growing up was accountability. It was everyone else's fault. It didn't matter what I was going through, what I was struggling with in life. It was everyone else's fault. It was never my fault. I always found someone or something to blame, and I would just soak as if I had no way of as if I had no control of my situation. You always have control of your situation. You just have to take control of it. You have to take accountability of your life, because no one else is going to do it for you. And roadblock. There's another word for it, but I'm going to say roadblock. The biggest roadblock to you fully taking accountability for yourself is your ego. Let's get real about this shit. Like, and here's the thing, right? In the ego, as men, you need an ego. Because your ego essentially is just how you perceive yourself in the world. Your confidence is built off your ego. If you perceive yourself as a good-looking, competent adult male, then you will act like a good-looking, competent adult male. You will act like whatever your ego is, right? So it's important to have an ego, because you need to be confident. You need to be well, you know, You need to feel good about yourself. So ego is important. The problem about an ego is that your ego will make you not want to take accountability for your circumstances. Case in point, I'm gonna go back. I gotta go back to sports. Russell Westbrook, right? Last year, his ego told him he's probably the best player in the NBA. Period. Can't nobody challenge that. Nothing, right? That's what his ego told him. When he was struggling and people was calling him out on it, his ego didn't allow him to say, "Damn, what am I doing wrong? Damn, what can I improve on?" His ego said, "How dare they challenge me? I'm an MVP. I'm this. I'm that." That's the danger of ego. You'll never be able to take accountability if you can't look at yourself in a humble manner and say, "Yo, I need to improve." Because let's be real. Let's be honest about it. It's not easy. It's a hard thing to do to admit to yourself as a man that you're wrong and you need to change something about yourself. It's hard. No one wants to feel like they're lesser than. And at that moment in time, when you say to yourself, "I need to improve, I need to be better, I need to do better with myself," that's you admitting that you're not all that, that you're not that bad of a motherfucker. And that's difficult. That's not something that everybody is capable of. So accountability will always be threatened by your ego. So in order to put that to the side, you need to put your ego to the side. And, you know, going more into this potential thing, outside of just an ego, for you to reach your potential and for you to find your purpose in life, you need to ask yourself a few questions of what you want out of life. And what I mean is, you know, we kind of live under an umbrella of what we say we should have. We should have a house, we should have a wife, some kids, a dog, you know, just little certain things. But, you know, you can't use a cookie cutter mentality because we're all different. You know, all of us in our own little way are different individuals. We're something that's, we're all different from each other a little bit, right? Or a lot of it in some cases. But, you know, we're all different. So the biggest thing with, you know, fulfilling your purpose and your potential is asking yourself, what do you want out of life? You know, I remember it was when I came to Virginia, right? I came to Virginia, like I said, with this big old chip on my shoulder. I was mad at the world. I felt like everyone counted me out. No one believed in me, and no one, you know, wanted to see me or believe that I could be successful. So I was just mad at the world. Like, no, I'm going to show everybody. And slowly but surely, right, as I started working and hustling and doing, you know, fulfilling my purpose, I was like, yo, you know, I don't think my purpose in life, because I used to always say I want to run headfirst into $1 million. You know, I want to be a millionaire. But then I thought about it, I was like, you know what? I don't know if that's really what I want out of life. I think all I want out of life is to help people. I want to get financially stable enough to where I could help people and be an example for people who grew up just like me, who went through the trials and tribulations, who went through those things, and you know, like I talked about in the very first episode of this, you know, I come from a humble background, man. You know, and just like a lot of us, you know, we didn't come from much. We had to struggle. We had to go through a lot of things. We had to go through pain. We had to go through the bullshit. And, you know, the biggest thing with overcoming those circumstances is hope. You know, and I thought to myself, I said, you know what? It was the same thing I thought of when I wrote that book. Maybe one day on this earth, I could be that catalyst of inspiration or hope for someone who was just like me. There's another Devontae out there right now who's dealing with domestic violence, who's dealing with poverty, sleeping on the floor, who's dealing with a broken family, who's dealing with all these things that I dealt with. And maybe I could be that catalyst of inspiration for him to be successful in the future. And I thought to myself, I said, yo, that's way more important to me than having $1 million. Because I thought about it, I was like, what the fuck am I going to do with $1 million? I'm not a car person. I don't give a fuck about cars. I do like dressing. I am in the fashion. But I mean, you know, getting fly is getting fly. That's not going to cost a ridiculous amount of money. You know, I don't really give a fuck about having a super huge house. For one, I don't want to take care of that big ass house. This is the reason why when I do get a house, I'm gonna get a townhouse. I don't want to do lawn and shit like that. I'm like, you know, what do I really care about? And I was like, yo, I care about that. You know, and I thought about it. I was like, man, it'll really make me feel like I did a service to this world. To help people, to be that, you know, and the reason why it meant so much to me, because I, you know, you'll tell people you want to help people, and you know, motherfucker,
oh, that's just, you know, that's a pride thing. You just want to prop yourself up. It's for your ego.
Shut the fuck up. Like, if you're not a motherfucker, it really takes you having been hopeless in life to appreciate what it means to help someone. Let me say that one more time. It really if you've ever looked at your life and said, bro, I have no fucking hope. There's nothing. There's nothing here. There's no reason for me to be on this earth. I could crash out today. I could go outside and shoot a motherfucker in his face, and it doesn't matter because I don't matter. When you have that type of hopelessness in life, when you've experienced that, and you look and you grow past it, you get through that storm, and you're like, yo, now there's another young teenage boy who thinks the same way I thought. And I can help him. I can show him, like, yo, bro, fuck that shit, bro. Look, you got a world in front of you, bro. You could be something special. You have a purpose on this earth. You can do this. Bro, that shit's invaluable to me, bro. So you really, when you sit there and you saying, you know, what do I want out of life and what I want to be, like, who do I want to be on this earth? Really think about, what do you care about? You know, what is your purpose of doing all this? And, you know, that's even hard to look at too. When I look at people, I say, you know, what's your morals? You know, what when you think about in your life, what's important to you? What is your morals? And that'll give you a good indicator of how you want to live your life and what do you want to live your life to do. You know, and potential is something serious, man. And I made the one podcast. I think it was Not All Men Are Created Equal. And what I meant by that was, I made this channel for Reapers. And what a Reaper is somebody who wants to go above and beyond in life. You're not content, right? Even if you are content, you still have a purpose. Everyone has a purpose. It's just some people's purpose is a bit greater than others. That's all I meant with the not all men are created equal. So it's very possible, right, that, you know, maybe your purpose is not as great as mine, or mine isn't as great as someone else, but I still have a purpose. So you need to really sit down and try to fulfill that purpose and find out what it is that you're doing in life. You know? But yeah, that's just, you know, I felt like this was so. And another thing is, you need to ask yourself, right? Because sometimes, you know, we get far in life and we waste time. Right now, at the age you are right now, what did you hope to accomplish by this time? You know, ask yourself that question. And that's not me to say, because, you know, sometimes people be like, oh, I was planning to be married, I was planning to do this, and whatever. If you did not reach what you were looking for, that does not make you a failure. I want to put that out there right now. What that does mean is you need to start revamping some things. Again, looking back at yourself, accountability, holding yourself accountable. Why aren't you where you want to be in life? Why haven't you accomplished what you wanted to do in life? So, you know, just really sitting down and understanding that, bro, we got one life to live, and we all have a purpose in life, and we need to fulfill that purpose. So, yeah, man, it's Devontae's Reba Training. I appreciate y'all for listening tonight. I hope that I inspired some of you guys and gave some motivation. We're going to have some more content coming down the line. We're going to probably get back to the book in the next one, unless I see something that's a little bit more, unless there's something else that I want to touch on. Like if something comes up in the media that like, I'm like, yo, I need to holler, I need to talk about this, then, you know, but for all intents and purposes, we should be back on the book next podcast. So this is Devontae's Reba Training. Like, comment, subscribe, get on there. Like I said, Tenacious Road is now available. My first book, self-improvement book on Amazon. It's good for $9.99. If you got Kindle, it's free, the ebook version. And y'all be easy, man. We don't chase dreams, we hunt goals. Let's get it.